I'm not what you think I am. I don't expect.
All right, welcome back, listeners, to another episode of We Write Songs Podcast. Today we have another special guest. We love bringing on special guests. Her name is Ainsley, and she's here to talk to us about her new music and her career as a musician. So welcome to the show, Ainsley.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. This is my first podcast that I've ever done. So
yes, yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a 15-year-old singer-songwriter. I was born in Florida. I lived there until I was 11. Then we moved up to Seattle. I lived there for about 5 years, and that's where my music career really started to take off. And I just moved to Nashville about 2 months ago.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So 15 years old.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
How do you, yeah. So I know that you're kind of balancing a few things.
Yeah.
Between music and school. How does that work?
Back in Washington, I went to a public middle school and I went to a public high school for 1 year. And then music kind of just got really out of control in the sense that I was doing a lot of travel. I was going out of state for a lot of different auditions and performing opportunities. And so when my sophomore year of high school came around, my family and I kind of just decided that it's easier to stay online and be able to do the work on my own time. And it was good to do that because my drummer in my band, who actually still lives in Washington, he goes to the same online school that I do. And he was like, yeah, I love it. It allows me to make music my full priority. So that's why I decided to go with online.
That's great. It's nice that the world has kind of evolved in that way for musicians, that we can focus on our art and kind of, you know, get our education at the same time. And you're studying at, is it Berklee?
Yeah, I do Berklee College of Music online. I'm studying to get my bachelor's degree in the music industry.
Awesome. Yeah, they've got a fantastic program.
Yeah, I've only been there for about 3 semesters, but I love every second of it. I get so much out of it.
That's awesome. That's something when I was 15 years old, I don't even know if it existed when I was 15, but if it did, I'm, you know, kind of sad I wasn't able to take advantage of that. But that's really cool that you're able to do that online, focus on your music, and also learn in a formal way about music as well.
Yeah, definitely. I feel very fortunate to have the resources that I do that allows me to make music my full-time thing.
Awesome. It's good to know that there's a way to balance that, because sometimes you think, you know, I have to go to high school, you know, wherever I live or whatever, and, you know, I'll pursue my career after high school or whatever. So it kind of gives some good advice out there, because I know we have some listeners that are around the same age as you, and some that might be younger and some that might be a little older as well, that they could definitely benefit from that. So that's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, there definitely is a way to do what you want to do. There's a way to balance everything. It just, you got to be able to fall into a routine and figure out what works best for you. And this was what worked best for me.
Cool. So tell me about how you got started as a musician and some of your influences as well.
Yeah. So my dad is a pretty musical guy as well. He grew up in a musical family. And he was a professional musician in LA back in the 90s. And then he met my mom, I came along, and it was like, all right, family time. But then he was always playing guitar, always playing piano around the house, exposing me to music at a young age. And then when we moved to Seattle, that was really when I started to take off, because I had him as a role model when he was out, like, every night and playing in like 6 or 7 bands. And I was like, hey, I want to do that. And I'd always known that I had wanted to write songs and be an artist from a very young age. And so
that is really cool. I mean, it's hard to imagine that, because I didn't come from a family that, you know, has a lot of, they're talented musically, but they've never like pursued music. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, just kind of thinking about it that way is cool to have, you know, one of your closest relatives being your dad.
Yeah.
have that connection with the world and kind of help you move forward as well. That's awesome.
Thank you. I feel very lucky to have the parents that I do.
Yeah, that's great. Tell us about your music.
So right now my music is pretty pop country. It's not pop country in the sense that you would hear like drum loops and synthesizers in it. It's pretty like live sounding drums, a lot of live sounding instruments. I feel like my dad always thinks that like I sound like a Melissa Etheridge and Sheryl Crow, which I totally love because they're incredible songwriters. But I think somewhere down the road, I would love to kind of segue into like a John Mayer, Samantha Fish-esque bluesy rock pop kind of thing, because I've really started to pick up the electric guitar in the past couple of months. And I've had this goal that I wanted to be my own lead player for a while. So that's where that's kind of come from.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. John Mayer is one of my favorites.
I mean, I can just talk all day about John Mayer. He's like everyone's favorite. So
he went to Berkeley too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Boston. I watched the John Mayer documentary on YouTube. And
oh, I need to watch that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was great. I watched it. I was like, hey, I go to the same school as John Mayer went to. That's kind of cool.
That's awesome. Good. It's cool to, you know, at such a young age, it's cool that you have those goals, kind of defining what you want to be genre wise, because that's a big struggle for a lot of people. And I found that for myself. It's like, well, I like this kind of music. I also like this kind of music. Where do I fit in? And so it's good to kind of have that established, you know, at a early point. So that's cool.
Thank you. And it helps that I, again, saying like that I have the parents that I do, because not only is my dad an amazing musician, my mom's not a musician, but, she was with him back when he was, a musician in LA, and they're both just incredible music lovers. They had just thousands of like actual like jewel case CDs that we like run all the way over to Seattle, but they had like this huge collection, and they were always telling me, hey, you should go listen to this person. Hey, you should listen to that person. So that helps too. And my self-discovery as an artist, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of those hidden gems that really can give you a sense of reality, I think.
Oh yeah. That's a great way of putting it.
You see those superstars and there's such a big gap between you and them. And then seeing, you know, the people, the in-betweeners, and they kind of help you know where you can get to in the next stage and how to build yourself.
Yeah.
If like superstardom is the goal, you know, but I mean, there's so many success stories that, you know, you don't hear about because they're not superstars necessarily, but having those connections is great. All right. So tell us about your new album that you got coming out.
So my new album, it's actually my first album that I put out, which I'm very excited about. It has 9 songs on it. And if we're looking at it front to back, I started writing the album when I was 13, and it's coming out just before my 16th birthday. So this year, I just moved to Nashville 2 months ago. And so I haven't had a lot of time to like start working here yet. But back when we lived in Seattle, we had a home studio, and that was my entire goal. That was what I was focused around for 2 years. I was like, this is what I want to do. And so that was my main priority for 2 years. And it's got 9 songs on it. Each one of them, I'm like, they wouldn't be on the album if I wasn't proud of them. And I'm excited that I kind of get to hit the ground running in Nashville with like coming in, like my dad's like, you're kind of coming in with like a locked and loaded gun. Like you're coming in with 3 singles out on Spotify and an album. So I feel lucky that I had the resources that I did to make that album.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a huge step for any artist. That really is.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a point in like an artist's career that kind of, I wouldn't say like defines you, but is definitely kind of like makes you realize, hey, like I'm in it for the long haul. This is what I want to do. And that's really when I started working on my album. I was like, I can't see myself doing anything other than this.
Yeah. That's awesome. That drive is just something that a lot of people, you know, cherish, and then they find ways to, you know, create the albums and let that expression come out for whatever it is that they're, you know, trying to do. As a musician, it's, you know, it's something that we all just crave. It's like, I just want to write a song and have it, you know,
want it to
have
sound
people listen good. To it. Yeah. I want it to sound good. I want it to be exactly how it is in my head. Mm-hmm. And once you get to that point, it's just, it's fantastic. Let's dive into the album a little bit. What are some things that you enjoy writing about? Like, what do your songs tend to be like?
So this first album is called You Know I Am Ainsley Costello, and I wanted it to be like this like strong title, because the title track off of it is You Know I Am, and it's kind of, I feel like it's one of my more motivational girl power-y songs. Mm-hmm. Since I started writing the album when I was 13, taking a lot of inspiration from a lot of the people that I discovered by myself, like modern pop country artists like Kelsea Ballerini and Maren Morris. And again, like, what girl my age wasn't inspired by Taylor Swift? Let's just put that out there. A lot of the songs that I started writing when I was 12, that's when I started writing. They were like cute, like crushy love songs. And yeah, there are a few of those on the album, but I feel like there's just this underlying tone of wanting to get a motivational message across in my songs. And so that's why I decided to name the album what I did, because You Know I Am is a song that was born out of an assignment that my songwriting teacher gave me, actually. He kind of underestimated me in the fact that he was like, oh yeah, you can't really do what you want to do in this class, because at the time I was trying to take a choir class and a songwriting class and trying to fit a theater class into my schedule too. And he was like, yeah, sorry, you still need to be in this class to get the A's and to learn it all. But I was like, but I kind of already know the stuff that you're teaching me, so can I like still turn in the assignments? And so he let me do that. And then he gave us this assignment. He passed it out one day. And it was like, all right, here are all the things that need to be in this song. And so it was like, it needs to be in a minor key, it needs to be a waltz, and it needs to be about something that you are learning about in your humanities class. And luckily for me, I was learning about women's rights. So I was like, you know what? This is going to be like a taking no crap kind of song. So that's what it turned into. And I'm insanely proud of the song too. And it's funny that I'm glad that it ended up on the album, because when I first wrote it and I first took it into that class, I played it for my parents and I was like, yeah, I don't really know. I kind of feel like this is something that I kind of just like crapped out on the spot just to turn the song in. But they looked at me after I started playing it and they were like, that needs to go on your album. And it took me a while after, like, when we were in the studio messing around with it, and then I started to love it. And I'm so glad that it turned out the way that it did.
That's really cool.
Thank you. It's
amazing how songs can, they just have different origins. It's like,
yeah, all
this
songs
one came from this
in different ways.
Yeah. Like knowing that, you know, this specific song, what was it called again?
You Know I Am.
You Know I Am. Mm-hmm. Knowing the story behind that now, it's like, makes it that much more interesting, you know?
Yeah, well, thank you. I think so too. I really like knowing the stories behind artists' songs, as well as putting my own meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that I seek out too. It's, I mean, when I hear a song that I like, I start digging, and then I love it even more, you know.
Yeah, I think all artists do that. I think all artists just crave having that song, or that like melody, or whatever you find in like a specific genre of music that just makes them feel something. Mm-hmm. And I think I think every artist wants to do that with the music that they put out. And I know that's certainly what I want to do too.
Yeah. As far as like processes go, how, like, what are the most common songwriting processes that you kind of fall into when you're writing a song?
So a lot of the songwriters that I've talked to are like, I always write music first. I always write lyrics first. My dad, being the closest person that I work with, because he's my father and I live with him, see him every day. But he told me when he was still writing every day in LA, he was like, yeah, I almost always wrote music first. And I don't really have a specific process. It's different every time. Like, there's a song on the album called Waste My Time that I actually got to be a part of this really cool organization called the Acoustic Guitar Project, but I'll talk about that later. But I had this idea for the chord structure first. It was like this really pretty picking pattern that I was delirious one night and just plucking around on my guitar, and this really pretty chord progression came out, and I was like, wow, that's beautifully haunting and I need to use it. And then the words just came flowing right out. But then if you take another song on my album called Self-Conscious, that was one that I had wanted to write for a while. And when I started to sit down to write it, the words just fell right out of me. Or sometimes it's like kind of meets in the middle. Sometimes I have this chord progression and sometimes I have like a little chunk of lyrics and I want to put them together. So it's really different for me every time.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that I think that a lot of people, especially when they get into songwriting, I think they tend to find inspiration in many different ways. And that's fascinating. Like knowing some people do have kind of a go-to process, but there's always like different ways. Like I like how you use the example that you started, you know, making a chord progression, mm-hmm. and then the words kind of fell in with it. Mm-hmm. And to me, that song is probably, if I were to assume something right now, I would say that it's probably built around emotion.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Because yeah, like the music, when you start having music come out first, I think that the sounds that you create are they don't necessarily have to be like the way you feel in that moment, but I think that it shapes what the song will feel like. And then the words come out. If you have a sad kind of, I don't know, maybe in a minor key, we'll just use that as an example. You know, the words aren't going to come out as like, oh, happy day. You know, it's going to be a little bit on the melancholy side of things. So that's really cool.
Thank you. And there's no wrong way to write a song, really. It's just whatever works for you personally in the way that you want to write or the way that you're writing with a co-writer. Like there's no wrong way. That's just the way that I function.
Exactly. Yeah. That's perfect. Well said. I think a lot of people do fall into that. I don't know how to write a song. Like there's not really a way. So we can't give you the answers, you know?
Sorry, we might be able to write them, but that doesn't mean we can articulate how to write them, even though we can articulate the things that we're feeling. It's whole song everything.
Yeah, and it's good, and that's what we like to use this podcast as a platform for, that to give inspiration and tips. I mean, tips are really good to have, and I think people knowing that, you know, there isn't just one way to make music, that can be kind of a motivator in a way. Definitely. And get somebody to actually go and write a song that they've been trying to write for a while.
Yeah, 100%.
Cool. Let's move on to the Acoustic Guitar Project that you mentioned. Yeah. You want to talk about that for a minute?
Sure. So it was just over a year ago where I was approached by an organization called the Acoustic Guitar Project, and they're really cool. They're a whole international thing where they take one city and one guitar, and they take like four or five local songwriters, and each songwriter has the guitar for a week, and you have to write a song on that guitar. And once you're done, you sign the guitar, and then there's a showcase at the end of the week in the local city. And that's how I wrote the song Waste My Time. And it was a song that I had been wanting to write for a while. And it was good that the Acoustic Guitar approached me when they did, because I knew that I was going to write that song one way or another. And it fell out of me that way. Again, no wrong way to write a song.
That is really cool. I'm looking it up right now.
Check it out. Yeah, they're a really, really cool organization that I would highly recommend checking them out. I made some friends back in Seattle from that program, and I actually had a friend down in Portland who just did it, and his song was incredible.
That's awesome. So do they publish, let's see, So you just do one song?
You do one song.
One song, one guitar, one week, one song. That is really cool. Yeah. I'm learning about all these new ways that music is like spreading and new artists are getting discovered. And it's just amazing how many things there are out there. Cool. That's a really cool project out there. So that's another, for the listeners out there, that's another, you know, place you can go to get music heard and a unique experience, it seems.
And it's really inspiring too, to hear the songs that these artists come up with in like a week. And again, like going back to the, there's no wrong way. There's no wrong time period that it takes either. Like you can finish a song in a week. You can finish a song in a day. You can finish a song in 20 years. Mm-hmm. Like there's a funny story. There's a song on my album called Sweet on You. And it was just released on Valentine's Day as a single. That it's the only song on that album that's a 50-50 co-write. And I wrote it with my musical father, and the main riff that you're going to hear that catches your ear right when you hear it, he wrote that riff in LA like 23 years ago, and it was released all these years later.
Wow. That's fascinating.
Yeah, I remember hearing that lick for the first time, and I was like, give it to me, give it to me now. Do something with it.
I'm your daughter. That's mine now.
Yep. What's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine.
That's really cool. That's something that I don't think we've really talked about on this show yet, is time frames don't matter either.
No.
But you can, you know, and I fall into this sometimes because I'll come up with something and then I'm like, I don't know what to do with it. And then it just kind of disappears. But, you know, that might be a good thing to look back on what you have created, even if they're unfinished songs, there might be something there to create something new. Now you might get inspiration from something you've done, you know, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it might be.
Definitely. I have a page in my songwriting notebook, and like it's the very back page. And I just write these like flyaway lines that I'm like, I can't fit that into what I'm working on now, but maybe it'll come in later in the future. Coming all handy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. Well, we're going to close up here. Let us know, let the listeners know where they can find your music. And then if you're playing around Nashville at all or have any shows or anything coming up, let's talk about that real quick.
You can find me on Spotify. My name is just Ainsley Costello. It's Ainsley Costello. And my socials are Ainsley Costello Official. That's where you can find me. That's my Instagram handle. And I don't have any shows coming up, but my Instagram will be the first person to tell you. Not a person, but you know what I mean.
sometimes Instagram is a person. It gives back sass every now and then.
Definitely.
Cool. So Spotify, Ainsley Costello.
Yeah.
Cool. And you got an album. You got three singles out right now?
Three singles out. And my full album will be coming out on March 6th.
March 6th. So mark that on your calendars. Get ready for a new wave of Ainsley Costello. So, well, we really appreciate you being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate you guys wanting to talk to me.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Do you have any tips as we close the show down for the songwriters out there?
Any tips for the songwriters? I think if you can just stay focused and keep doing what you're doing, that's what everyone always tells me. Just keep doing what you're doing and keep your eye on the prize, not getting distracted by all of the noise, for lack of a better term. That's really one of the best things that you can do. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep writing. Keep mastering your craft. Keep playing guitar. Keep playing piano. Keep singing. Doing whatever it is that's going to make you better as a musician, as a songwriter, as a marketer, whatever you want to do in the music industry. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Invest in yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. One thing I've learned from today's conversation is create an environment for yourself to get better.
Yeah. Build a good team of people around you who can tell you what you're doing right, can tell you what you're doing wrong. can help you through the more hard parts of what it's like to be an artist and what it's like to go into the music industry.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, thanks again for being on the show, Ainsley.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we'll be in touch and we look forward to your new music.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Because I'm worth